All right, so we're picking up today on the question of the sheet is of the positions about migu about the muktzah machmas mius and issa, the relationship between those muktzahs. In other words, if you hold from one, do you have to hold from the other? So the Ran has that. I mean, from the Rif, because the Rif says in the second to last daf in Shabbos that there's machlokas amarayim whether we hold like Rabbi Shimon, except for muksa machmas iser, or except for muksa machmas mius, right? And samach zayin amaviz. So, and then the Rif says we're always makel. We always go by the makel in this, in when these two amrayim argue. So, what's the more makel? I mean, it's just a machlokas of whether it's of whether we hold from Rabbi Shimon except for mius or except for iser. So the Ran explains that the side that holds that if you hold from muksa machmas mius, then your kol shekin can hold from muksa machmas iser. And muksa machmas chesser and kiss, and muksa grogers and smukim. Right? So therefore, it's not a choice of muksa machmas mius or muksa machmas iser. It's a question of whether you hold from muksa machmas mius or not. If you hold from muksa machmas mius, then you certainly hold from muksa machmas iser. So when they're arguing about whether we hold from machmas iser or mius, the one that says machmas iser is more makel, right? Because if you held machmas mius, you would also hold machmas iser. Yeah. So the question is, what is this hierarchy? What's the hierarchy? By the way, the Ran, Chaim, you ask me, other Rishonim have like the Ritva. The Ran has like the Ritva on our Gemara in Kira, that that Rabbi Meir holds from Mius, right? And Rabbi Meir holds from Mius. I mean, does not hold from Mius, but he holds of a muksa machmas iser aser darmina bay migu diskatzay the benishmash diskatzay the kul yoma, right? Yeah. So he ties it, so in those machmas mius means because you hold from migu diskatzoi. Yeah. I mean, the Rif has his psak on our Gemara too. But so what's the question? Can we set up the hierarchy over here? No, so my question was as follows. Why is it necessarily so that if you hold from muksa machmas mius, you have to hold from muksa machmas iser? Right? Why is that necessarily so? I'll give you the following argument. We said that muksa machmas mius is a question of whether you say the whole kli has to be ready, muchan, or even it can be muchan through a side use. Right? Muksa machmas mius means that the main function of the kli is removed, but it still is roy as a kisui, right? So that's a machlokas about whether you say something is muchan, has to be muchan essentially, or even secondarily. So what does that have to do with the question of muksa machmas iser? Muksa machmas iser seems to be a totally different question. Do I hold from migu diskatzoy the benishmashos iskatzoy the kol yoma? Why can't I hold that I hold muktzah machmas mias? I say things have to be muchan from their main function, not from a secondary function. But I don't hold the concept that if something practically is not usable when Shabbos starts, it's all therefore muktzah for the whole Shabbos. Why is migu diskatzoi, which seems to be like a different issue, it's presented like as a different issue. Why is it tied into this machmas mias? Why are you bound to hold from migu diskatzoi? Why are you bound to treat the beginning of Shabbos as a special time Doesn't that seem like a separate question? Do I hold the beginning of Shabbos like a separate time, a special time, or do I go by the whole time of Shabbos? And then another question, what do I think about Mius? Why is one have to follow from the other?
Aren't they separate questions? Do you see that from the Gemara with the two Amoraim?
No, but that was the problem is, I mean, the which Gemara? The one with the Rift Boats?
Yeah, because doesn't it say that they hold like Rabbi Shimon and everything?
Except
for Machmas Mius and then...
Or Machmas Issa.
Yeah, right. So don't they hold like Rabbi Shimon in terms of Nigu this Kitzari?
And that's another question. What do we mean the holy Rebbe Shimon if he doesn't know from Yigudis Katsoi? And you're going to hold like him by Isser saying, you don't hold from Yigudis Katsoi. Isn't that contradictory? I mean, do you hold from Yigudis Katsoi or do you not hold from Yigudis Katsoi?
Yeah, but I'm saying, don't you see that it's two different issues because...
Being two different issues is exactly my question, right? Isn't that exactly my question?
Yeah, I'm understanding.
He's strengthening the question.
Right, I see. It seems like...
Inadvertently. Go ahead.
I was like, don't the facts tell you that it is two separate issues?
Yeah, so then how do you know? All it says, it doesn't say one holds from Mius and one holds from Mius and Isser. It just says one says Mius and one says Isser. And we take that to mean that the one who says Mius also holds from Isser. That's what the Ran says.
Right.
So how do you know that? Why is it a Kol Shekein? If they're two separate, if Isser... Let's review. What does it mean to hold Muktzah Machmas Isser? It means I hold from Migu Diskatzoi. Because that's what it means. That's the only way you have a Muktzah Machmas Isser. Because it's only Muktzah Machmas Isser is not talking about when it's burning, because that even Rabbi Shimon holds when it's burning, you can't move it. It means even after it goes out, why it's not Isser anymore? Because I hold from Migu Diskatzoi. Right? That's like that's what I was saying. The Ran says, why? What does it mean that Rabbi Meir doesn't hold from Mius, but he holds from Isser? Means he holds from Migu Diskatzoi. He doesn't hold from Mius, but he holds from Migu Diskatzoi.
Right. I was thinking that you have to say they're two separate issues. That you can't define Machmas Isser like that because you have a shita that holds like Rabbi Shimon in terms of Migu Diskatzoi, but yet he holds that Muktzah Machmas Isser is also.
Right. Well, I'm saying it right. You're taking it. You're taking my question as like a conclusion. I'm saying it needs an answer. Right? Okay. And you need to find another way that Muktzah Machmas Isser works.
Yeah.
Okay. So we both have our work cut out for us. I'm not going to do your work though. So what do you guys say here? So we were saying the other day that when you say in this sugya what's presented as a svara sometimes is not really the svara itself, right? It's just a symptom of the svara, right? They're not arguing about migu diskatzoi, right? They're arguing about something else that makes Migu Diskatzoi a phenomenon. Migu Diskatzoi is not a separate issue. It's not a separate issue. But it's only relevant in certain conditions, with a certain svara. Right? Okay. So let's go over it again then. That's the only way to get out of this problem. It makes perfect sense. Anybody want to say? Anybody thinking about this?
You're saying that.
Let's see. I think we need to introduce a slight refinement on what we've been saying up to now. Okay. A slight refinement, because Chaim is right. Up to now, we were trying to work it out that what does it mean to be muchan, right? Is it muchan when in terms of its utility, or is it muchan in terms of the underlying identity of the kli? But I think that's right. But I think if we can introduce a terminology maybe that would identify each side more clearly, It would help us maneuver more more easily here. Can we? What's the difference? What's the difference? What would you say is? Could you understand what I'm trying to work on? In other words, let me ask you this question. To start off saying they both needed to be muchan, but you know the utility and that already it's just confusing. It's a little. I mean, I understand where we're going and I understand what we're trying to get, what we're trying to say, but words are very important. Terminology, words are very important. Sometimes you have one word that can isolate and identify a whole, range of concepts. It helps to keep clarity in the sugya. So, could you come up with the proper terminology for Rabbi Yehuda and for Rabbi Shimon? And we don't have to go too far. We can really just look over our sources and maybe see certain terms that stand out now as more relevant to one or the other. What term would we best use for Rabbi Yehuda? Practical man. What would you say? Chaim? What would you say for Rabbi Yehuda? So for Rabbi Yehuda, I would say that the kli has to be muchan. Right? Ben Simon? In other words, if I say to you, something has to be prepared for the Sabbath. Right? So it means when Shabbos starts, it's usable. It means when Shabbos enters, it's prepared for. If I say set up, what do you say, covered Shabbos? Be prepared for Shabbos. Right? So it doesn't mean that in your mind you say, when Shabbos starts, an hour later I'll set the table. Right? So the fullest expression of muchan means to say, muchan to its limit, means to say that the object has the capabilities that you want for Shabbos when Shabbos starts. Right? I mean, if I say prepare this for Shabbos, as a positive idea, prepare this for Shabbos. This should be prepared for Shabbos. It means it should be ready for use for Shabbos. And the whole Shabbos, so when Shabbos starts. Okay, that's the simpler. So that would mean to say, that if it's not usable when Shabbos starts, can I say it's prepared for Shabbos? No. When Shabbos starts, I cannot use it. Can I say it's prepared for Shabbos? No, I can't. So what would you say is the proper term for Rabbi Shimon then?
Usable.
And what Hebrew term could we use, or Aramaic term would we use? Yeah. Right. Okay. It's a good question. And it's along the lines of the refining. What do we mean by muchan? But you're right. Muchan means that it is prepared for Shabbos. And part of being prepared for Shabbos means that it has the utility of its definition when Shabbos starts. So if something is defined in your das before Shabbos as not part of Shabbos, then it's automatically not muchan for Shabbos. Right? I mean, it's an extension of the idea of a positive muchan. Now, as we were looking for something like this, we were groping for a certain positive concept for the Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Right? The problem is it was staring us right in the face. So, but what would you say for Rabbi Shimon? So, Ben Simon? Yeah, ro'oi or chazi? He doesn't hold that it has to be muchan for Shabbos, but it has to be ro'oi for Shabbos. right? See how the word itself just cuts right through and goes down to automatically the word muchan is going to grab the object in terms of its abilities. And roi doesn't. Roi just takes the object in terms of its potentiality. You understand? The proper word really identifies really highlights different elements. That's correct. See, that's where we were starting out wrong. To try to say both need muchan and then split it up. That becomes a little bit cumbersome. Because muchan really, as a word, really implies full readiness. Ready to go. Right? Full readiness. And Shabbos starts when Shabbos starts. So to be muchan for Shabbos and say, but you can't use it for the first 6 hours, it requires you to then back it up and say, well, I don't mean muchan, etc., etc. You know what I'm saying? But to start out with the same word that pulls you in one direction and then try to drag it away for Rabbi Shimon a little bit, it just is creates a confusion in the mind. It creates a certain confusion. But to say that everybody holds the kalim have to be Shel Shabbos, but does it have to be, it has to be Klei Shabbos, it has to be Cheftzoi Shabbos, but do they have to be a Muchan for Shabbos, or is it enough if they're Roi for Shabbos, right? So that also, that makes things a little bit easier just to think about. And no, that also could be, is the problem for Rabbi Shimon, because it has to be Roi when Shabbos starts. Everything goes by when Shabbos starts. But is it Roy when Shabbos starts, or does it have to be Muchan when Shabbos starts? Muchan is going to make you move towards a positive shame in the thing, in terms of its active abilities. Roy just goes down to the identity, to any utility that's in the object, even if it's not at the moment. Muchan, Roy could be, even though you can't use it right now, everything is in reference to the whole, everything is in reference to the day. But Roy just means, in terms of the Yom of Shabbos, does it have a use? Muchan means, is it set and ready to go? That's automatically going to push you to the very beginning. Roy is not going to demand that you can use it at the moment Shabbos starts. It's a different concept. It's just referring to the kli and its relationship to the day. Muchan is different. Muchan means it's a state of readiness. To be muchan is in a state of preparedness and readiness. Roy is identifying a certain potential and use, but not a state of readiness. See, that's like, all right, just to give an example, like you say, a fireman is muchan. He's muchan for the fire. But an average guy is, he could be roi, but he's not muchan. And that's the lashon of Rashi. See, he says, on Beitza, in the beginning of Beitza, where he talks about the nolad, he says, dafilu Rabbi Shimon deshari b'muksa b'nolad osar. Dilu b'muksa sfirulei d'lo maxi inish midaite midi da chazile. All he says is that Rabbi Shimon needs chazile. That's all Rabbi Shimon holds. Does not really hold from an idea that things need to be muchan. You see, I'll tell you what also struck me as interesting is because there's a Rashi on the sugya of muksa l'chatziyom, right? On Chof Vav Amar Beis in Beitza. So he says, one second. See, all right, I'm not saying it's going to work out with all the terminology everywhere, but take a look at Rashi on Chof Vav Amar Beis, the bottom of the first column of Rashi. He says, Idolo Ichzu. Bein Hashmashos, if the thing wasn't Roy Bein Hashmashos, Vaday Asurin. The ain kan hachona mibo jom. Uman de islay muktzah What do you have there? V'hachana?
No,
just hachana. That's a bad mistake here. Uman disle muktzo hachana mi ba'od yom boy. So what does he mean, man de islay muktzah? I mean, everybody holds from muktzah. Everybody holds from korbos and smoking. But he means like Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yehuda has more. Rabbi Yehuda holds, you need hachana. That's something more. Yeah, I'm not sure if that, I have to look at that Rashi. I'm not sure if that Rashi is including Rabbi Shimon too. All right, let's leave that Rashi out. But anyway, so how does it come in? Now it works out like this. So now let's go through the hierarchy. That's what I'm trying to work on now, right? Before that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all you said now is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, needs to be Mukhan, according to Rishon, needs to be Rebbe. In order for what? What's the background? What's the framework?
Oh, so everybody, so I'm saying, that's what I try to say. It needs to be, everybody agrees, it has to be Shayach to the Yom HaShabbos. Kalim and Ochlim, everything has to be Shel Shabbos. It has to have a shame of Cheftzoi Shabbos. It can't be mishtamish with something that's not related to the Yom. It has to be, mili tichol, or things that are not related to Shabbos. But related isn't, but that's the only thing they're arguing about. Does it have to be, what gives it the shame of Shabbos? Is it dafka through hachana? Or just the fact that it's a chazi l'Shabbos. I mean, it's not helping. It's not. The terminology is not a definition. It's not really getting us. It's not defining the machlokas deeper. But I think it's important in terms of clarifying our thinking about it. And you need like a term. Sometimes is helpful. To handle the thing, instead of having to refer to something with three clauses in your mind, you don't have a handle on it as easily as if you can isolate a term, because terms have to do with human categories. I mean, words don't just spring from nowhere. Words identify certain categories of the mind. A certain category of muhan, a certain category of roy. Even if we don't appreciate it immediately, if we think into it, the fact that there are these two terms really are identifying different concepts. And to use them properly is to really work with those categories of the mind more. Okay. So with that, I think we can explain more easily now the hierarchy of the muktzah. All right, one more time. Let me try it like this. Let's put it like this. Let's do the exercise this way. Okay. Let's first define the nature of the thing, and then we'll figure out what type of shitas would relate to them. Okay. So what is the kli that is mo'os? Now remember, ma'os doesn't mean like the shvud. Ma'os means it has a secondary use. Okay, so once again, so it has the shame kli, so it's an object of utility, it has a shame kli, whose essential function is removed, but coexists with a secondary idea of a kisa kedera. Correct? Now it depends on what you hold in general about Shabbos is going to determine what you think about the kli that's mos. So let's start from the bottom up. Let's say I hold like Rabbi Shimon. I don't care about anything being mulchan. All I care is the thing chazi when Shabbos starts. So then I'm definitely going to say it's okay. Not a shayla. Because it certainly is roy, right? Oh, but now let's say I hold things have to be muchan for Shabbos. Then I have a question. Do I say it's muchan or not? So I could see two ways. I could say, since I relate to it as a base kibul, that's his essential identity. And that's where its muchan has to stem from. And that's Rabbi Yehuda. So it's not a muchan. In terms of what it is as a kli, it's not a muchan. So then I'm makzit midaite. So it's like a makzit midaite. because I look at it and I say, base kibble, not usable, goodbye. But Rabbi Meir holds that no, the idea of it being a muchan doesn't have to stem from its essential shame kli. As long as it has the identity of a kli and a secondary use, then I can say it's considered muchan for its secondary use. That's an argument I can see. I can see being discussed. That's an argument. I can see that's a question. You understand? So if you hold you don't need any idea of muchan, you just hold from roi, then it's simple. It's obvious. There's no question at all. It's only a question if I hold from muchan. Muchan how? Essentially or even secondarily? Okay. Now within that. Within the tzad that holds, it can be muchan secondarily. We wanted to say there's a machlokas rishonim. Doesn't mean now it becomes a kisei kedera. So therefore, you can use it, you can move it for whatever reason you want, like the Ran and the other rishonim. Or do we say it always still exists as a base kibble that's muktza, that has with it an identity of a secondary use of a kisei kedera? So then you'd only be able to use it letzorach, like the Rambam. Okay. But that whole analysis is in the side that's demanding an actuality of muchan. And muchan means actually usable. But actually usable in terms of its initial definition, or actually usable in terms of a secondary use. You understand? But if I hold from muktza machmas mius, what does that show you I hold? It shows you I definitely hold the thing has to be muchan. Because if I don't hold from that, it has to be muchan, so then what's the problem? It's chazi as a kisei kedera. So I definitely have to hold from the idea of muchan if I hold from muktza machmas mius. Now, if I hold from muchan, that's the very nature of muchan, means to say that it's usable. I can hold from muchan by muktza machmas mius because it is usable immediately when Shabbos starts as a kisei kedera. But a ner that's dolek when Shabbos starts is not muchan at all. I can't even move it when Shabbos starts. So if I hold from the concept of muchan, from the necessity of muchan, but I allow a muchan through a secondary feature, but by the ner, it's not muchan at all. And it doesn't help me that later it's going to be usable. That's not called muchan. So that's what I'm saying. The migu diskatsoi lebein hashmashos diskatsoi lekuli yoma is really just an expression of the idea that I don't go by the underlying chazi of the kli. I go by the roi of, I go by the muchan of the kli, by the hachana of the kli. That's why bein hashmashos is important to me. Why is bein hashmashos important to me? Not because I hold bein hashmashos is a time that takes a snapshot of everything and defines it arbitrarily. No. I only care about bein hashmashos because I'm trying to tell you, you have to look at the kli in terms of, is it muchan? And when Shabbos starts, i.e. bein hashmashos, that is when it has to have been muchan from. So migu diskatsoy lebein hashmashos diskatsoy lekuli yoma is just another way of saying I demand muchan, not roi. You understand? I demand muchan, not roi. So you can't say I hold from muktza machmas mius but not from migu diskatsoy. It's impossible, because the whole problem of muktza machmas mius is that it's not muchan, because I look at the essential shame of the kli. If I'm of the opinion that all I need is chazi, so there's no svara to say, but it has to be chazi in the essential thing. Why? Chazi just means usable. Chazi just means roi. I only get into the question of dividing up the kli in terms of its primary and its secondary when I need a positive identity of muchan. So I can say, well, it's not muchan as it should be, so it's not a muchan. Or I can say it's muchan in the secondary way. But it's all in the question of demanding a muchan. So then I'm certainly going to need. Then I'm certainly going to say machmas iser is a problem. Ain lecha, ain a muchan gadol mizu. I mean, it's not usable at all when Shabbos starts. How can I call that a muchan le Shabbos? And then, if I hold from mukta machmas iser, then I'm also going to definitely hold from chesar and kiss. Why? Because machmas iser is really only a temporary. It's really only temporary. But chesar and kiss, and an external reason why it's not usable. But chesar and kiss is an intrinsic shame. I'm makta this midaite. Is machmas iser, I might say, is okay because I'm not makta midaite, so it's still considered chazi for Shabbos. Because if I hold mukta machmas iser is okay, so I can say, well, that's chazi l'Shabbos, right? That's chazi. But maybe I'll say, but something that is chester and kiss is not chazi because l'gabi Shabbos, I push it out of my way of thinking. I push it away. But everybody's going to agree that grogos and smukim are mukta because they're not even roi, practically speaking. In a sense, so you get the hierarchies like this. Machmas mius has a regular good kli. It is mukhan and roi completely. Right? Machmas mius means now it's not mukhan in terms of its essential identity, but it is mukhan in the secondary way, and it's certainly roi in that secondary way. Right? Machmas iser is not muchan at all, but I can say is chazi l'Shabbos because it's just an extrinsic thing that right now is removing my ability, but that doesn't remove it as an object shel Shabbos. Machmas chesron kiss is an idea where legabi Shabbos I intentionally remove it from my usage. I'm taking this knife shel shchita. And I am not going to, and I have in mind, I am not going to, even in a pinch, I'm not going to cut the challah with it. Putting it away, nitin Shabbos, right? But it still intrinsically is a usable object. It's just in my mind I don't want to use it. You understand? But intrinsically it's usable. Whereas grogos and smukim is the grand is the daddy of them all. It's not even roy. And you push them out of your mind. That's what the Gemara says. That's the highest level of mukta because it intrinsically is not roy. That's the fact. And I push them out of my mind. Okay. That is the hierarchy of the entities. And if you hold from anything lower, you're going to have to hold from something from the ones that are higher. And it turns out nobody doesn't hold from grogos and smukim.
Are you learning with machmas iser? Could you learn that independently of migu d'skitzai, or does it depend on how you learn that machogas?
If you hold that it's mukta machmas iser, if you hold from mukta machmas iser, you're saying?
Yeah.
Right? No, it is possible that if I hold from mukta machmas iser and I don't hold from mukta machmas mias, it could be I hold from mukta machmas iser for a different reason. It could be I hold that's like a dechi biadayim, like the Ramban seems to hold. But if I hold from mias, I must hold from iser. And if I hold from iser, whatever the svara is, I definitely hold from chesar and kiss. Because that's even a greater dechia biyadayim. In other words, like this, just to sum it up a little bit more. There's two issues you have to look at. One is it muchan, and one is it roy? Okay? The muchan, I think we've been spending a lot of time on. But the roi could be in two ways. It could be not roi. It could be in two ways. It could either be not roi because intrinsically it's not roi, like rogos and smukim, right? Factually, it's not roi. Or it could be not roi because I identify it as not roi. Because I bedas remove its utility from the day. Okay? That would be like Chesron Kiss. Now what Jonah is saying is, the case of Machmas Isser is somewhat of a convergence zone. It could either be viewed as not Roy, because I push it out of my mind, right? Or it could be viewed from the other end of not Muchan, because it had no utility when Shabbos started. It's a good point and something to keep in mind.
There's
a svar to say by Isser, and that seems to be the Ramban svar. We have to get to it. When we get to it, hopefully we'll get to it. And that is that Isser alone doesn't make it Muktzah. Remember the Ramban? I mean, we touched upon it at one point. Remember the Ramban, Shita? He said that the fact there is an Isser, that's Bamei Elov, does not automatically make it Muktzah for the whole Shabbos. And what was his case? His case was the Tarna Golas and the Beitza. He held that the Nair is different because it's like a Dechia Biodayim. Like I take this bowl and I at the beginning of Shabbos, I designate it for something that I won't be able to use it for when Shabbos starts. And that becomes like its essential definition. So it's basically essentially pushed out of my mind for Shabbos.
Even though it's a small candle?
Even though what?
It's a small candle?
Even though it's a small candle. There's a svar to say that. I guess that would be a question of when we say we hold like Rabbi Shimon, except for Muksa Machmas Mias, right? Is that because we hold from Migu? Is that because we're taking a Muchan svar, or we're extending, or we're modifying Rabbi Shimon a little bit? This is already too detailed. This is too detailed for right now.
We were thinking case.
But I'll tell you, that's a machlok Rishonim. Whether something that starts Shabbos as an Isser, if it's me'elav and if it's not a dechi b'yadayim, when the Isser falls off, is it still muktzah?
Even if you hold like Rishonim, that it goes by chalim.
That's right. Well, of course, that's the problem. We say we hold like Rishonim except for muktzah machmas Isser. So what does it mean, except for muktzah machmas Isser? Does it mean we take the svara of Rabbi Meir by muktzah machmas Isser? Right, which would seem to be, well, we take the story of Rabbi Yehuda Machmas Isser, that it's not Muchan because it's not usable, or we really hold from Chazi, but we say Dechia B'Yadayim is different.
The first option, you're not really holding like Rabbi Shimon.
It's like a hodgepodge. It's a little bit of hodgepodge,
like
right?
Shimon,
well, that would be like the Rambam's way, that we hold like Rabbi Shimon in terms of not defining things the way he defines things. We don't have the Shemos of Muktzah like he does. But we hold everything has to be Muchan. We hold it can be Muchan. I'll have to see. It's too detailed for right now. I'm just trying to give a somewhat of an underlying basic concepts. And I think it's good to highlight these points to see where these concepts could lead to, but don't dwell on this now. Yeah, so the Ran and Bates is very simple. I don't know what Riki Yeager is making a diak for the Rambam like. All it means is like this. He says, listen, how would you read this? How would you interpret this? V'lini or d'hachalo shaycha pluksayat Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon b'muktzah machmas mias. And I say by the shvud, it has nothing to do with the machlokas of muktzah machmas mias. Mishum d'lo ifligu ela b'ner yoshan shehuktzah bein hashmashos machmas mi'usel. Right? They only argued about the old candle, the old lamp, that was huktzah Beina Shmoshos Machmas Muso. Now what does it mean it was Huktzah Beina Shmoshos Machmas Muso? See, that's where he tries to make a diak. He wants to say everybody holds it was Huktzah Machmas Muso. Right? I agree, it was Huktzah Machmas Muso, but that's in terms of its essential function. In terms of its essential function, it was Huktzah. Right? Because of the Mias. Ulefikach l'Rabbi Yehuda de'islei muktzah. So therefore, since the ner was huktzah bein hashmashos machmas miuso, meaning for its essential function as a base kibul, now it's going to depend on what you hold in general about muktzah. So Rabbi Yehuda holds from muktzah, meaning he needs a thing to be positively muchan. So then it's going to be a problem. Afa pishu rotz l'shtamish mimenu be'emtza Shabbos ve'ino choshesh l'mi'uso v'arehu achshav etzlo k'ilu nistalka mimena haktza'oso osur mikeven shehukza ben hashmashos. So Rabbi Yehuda's problem is going to be now that since he holds that you need a positive muchan, so since it was mukta machmas mias for its essential function, he holds the kli is like it's mukta completely when banish masha starts. So now it's too late to say I want to use it. That's all he means. Ula Rabbi Shimon, the leis le mukta, meaning to say that he doesn't hold that the haktsa of the essential kli removes the entire kli from Shabbos. Kevan dehashta chazi le ein haktsa also shemei erev Shabbos osrasa. So the fact that when Shabbos started, it was not a muchan as essentially in terms of its essential nature is not relevant to Rabbi Shimon. All he cares about is whether it's chazi. So now it's chazi. He doesn't mean now it's chazi before it wasn't chazi. It was always chazi. But he means to say that all we care about is the chazi. We don't care about the original haktsa, because the original haktsa doesn't interfere with the chazi. But he wants to say that Rabbi Shimon holds it is like a muktzah when Shabbos starts. But now you're changing your mind and you're removing it from the haktsa. That's how he wants to learn in the Frankel. You look on the side where he has in Yud Aleph, Hach Yud Aleph. The only problem I have according to that is, I mean, I have a few problems going to that. First of all, the Maisa, so it should only be the first time that you use it. You need to use it Litzarach. Because then he also need that would already demonstrate that you don't consider it Mas. So why would every time have to be Litzarach? Right? And also, we don't hold from Rabbi Shimon's idea that you can change the definition. We hold from Migu Diskatzoi. So how can you say over here, we're going to say that you can change? I don't think that's what the Rambam is going on. I think the Rambam is learning the other way, that the essential Haktsa exists, but it exists with a secondary Muchan. But you have to tap into that secondary Muchan. And I don't think the Lashon of the Ran is right. All the Ran is saying is, factually, in terms of its Iker, it is a Muktza. But that's only going to be relevant to Rabbi Yehuda, because he holds, since the essential use is muktzah, now it's completely muktzah. And once it's completely muktzah, it's not a muchan for Shabbos. You can't say, well, I want to use it now. But Rabbi Shimon doesn't have that idea. He just goes by whether it's chazi. So it's true it was muktzah in terms of the essential use, but it was always chazi for secondary use. Masha'enik in the shvud, which was never chazi for any use. You understand? By the way, that was the Ran and Beitza test, Vavam and Beitza, or something like that, right?